877-5003.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Greetings. Welcome to today's Present Truth. Second day of summer, actually. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We're going to begin with Ukraine, the conflict, America, NATO, the EU are in a dilemma. They are pumping billions and billions of dollars into a black hole, millions, billions of dollars of weaponry into a black hole, and black holes do what they do. Everything disappears. Now, the money that is being sent has the boomerang effect on it. It goes and flips around and comes back into offshore accounts for the criminals in the Democrat Party and the criminals in the Republican Party and the criminals in the EU and in Ukraine. Zelensky is getting fat. He's like one of these, what do you call them, worms that invade the fruit trees, they get big and flat. A tomato worm, that's what I use. And they get fat. And you know what happens when they get real fat? Something happens and they get smashed. And they explode. It's a mess. I'm telling you, it is gross. On June the 21st, which was yesterday, up to 500 servicemen on the 59th Merchandise Brigade of the Armed Forces of Ukraine with weapons and military equipment stationed in the shops of the Nikolaev shipbuilding plant, Okhin, were destroyed as a result of a strike by high-precision weapons of the Russian Aerospace Forces. Now, if that's not bad enough, Volodymyr Zelensky, he proclaimed, "We are going to hold out. We're going to win." And like I've been saying, insanity is the new normal. The Ministry of Defense in Russia, he stated that the Caliber missile, a cruise missile fired from Russian warships, wiped out the Ukrainian general staff. The whole general staff, and whose exact statement reads, quote, "Russian caliber missiles attacked a command post of Ukrainian troops near the village of Shirokaya, Daka, in the Dnipropetrovsk region. As a result of the strike, more than 50 generals, we're not talking, sir, you know, the ground troops, 50 generals and officers of the armed forces of Ukraine were destroyed, including the general staff. And the World Press, controlled by mainstream media, the CIA, is stating that there are great movements, progressing military victories in Ukraine by the Ukrainian Nazi battalion, Azov battalion. But here we have 50 generals and officers of the armed forces of Ukraine destroyed, including the general staff. Don't believe the lying media. Russia is not losing. Russia is getting stronger. Russia is getting more victories. They are pounding day and night, using old weapons, old munitions that have probably been stockpiled for at least 20, 25 years. They're getting rid of the old so they have room for the new sophisticated bombs, mortars. Don't believe the lie. I have a friend that asked me, do I get maybe some feedback negatively, in a sense, from my supposed support of Vladimir of Putin. I support Putin because I come from a perspective of Bible prophecy. And whatever God says is going to happen, I am 100% behind it. I can't change it. I'm in line with the prophecies in the Bible. Russia must be strong economically, militarily, politically. And Vladimir Putin is the man that God is using to make that nation strong. I see it. That's my perspective. So, is Russia evil? It used to be, when it was a communist nation, a God-hating nation, when it was destroying, killing millions and starving millions of people in Russia and Ukraine. Yes, it was an evil empire, using Ronald Reagan's quote. But now, it's funny how things switch. Now America is a godless nation. Russia is a nation of faith. Russia is no longer communist. Russia has more freedoms than the United States. The government isn't as oppressive in Russia as it is here in this country. Things, the worm has turned, so to speak. Yes, Russia must be great for the coming punishment of Russia. I have to say it is coming. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be back in a few minutes.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free! 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 Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003, and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
Free.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD, and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy our fine, my kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
Tactical Civics at tacticalcivics.com. We the people, for the first time in a long time, are joining together to enforce what we stipulate in the Constitution. It is proper law enforcement. Whether you're old, young, or too busy, America needs you. You can be a part of the people's grand jury or militia. The Republicans are not going to save us. It's up to us now to do what we should have been doing all along. Join us at tacticalcivics.com.
Hi, I'm Anita McAllister, your senior specialist. Are you turning 65? Know someone who is? The best time to learn about Medicare is 3 months before you turn 65. Call me at 970-515-6882 to start planning. Don't make the mistake of waiting too long. There are specific enrollment periods. If you miss them, you may have to wait till next year. There are late enrollment penalties. The longer you wait, the bigger the penalties. Call me, 970-515-6882, today.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money and you got no home. Spinning wheel, all alone. Talking about your troubles and you never learn. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel turn. Did you find the directing sign?
Did you find a directing sign on the straight and narrow highway? Talking about your troubles, it's a crying sin. Ride a painted pony, let the spinning wheel spin. You got no money, you got no home. Spinning wheel all alone, talking about your trouble you never learn. Is America a nation that never learns? Are we a nation that never, never learns? Repeating the same mistakes over and over and over. What mistakes? Trusting the Democrats, trusting the Republicans, and believing that there will be change. There's not going to be change because these people in both parties are part of continuity of government. We, the individuals, the voters of the nation, we can affect to a degree what happens. We, for the most part, cannot change it. The Constitution, as we know, the greatest violation of the Constitution, there is no justice for criminals. No justice for the people in government who rob the taxpayers every day of millions upon millions of dollars, who make decisions to go to war with nations for our interests, and the money that goes out, again, has a rubber band attached to it. It goes out and comes right back and ends up in the hands of the politicians of this nation, Democrat and Republican. George Bush, just as corrupt as Bill Clinton. Same fabric, just different color. Okay, and now you've heard that there's a possibility that, I'm going to mention this briefly, that there's going to be a change in the hierarchy in the Catholic Church. Pope Francis, the first Jesuit to ever be in power, the papal seat is empty. Millions and millions of Christians internationally, Catholics, do not believe that Pope Francis is the legitimate Pope of the Catholic Church. He is an imposter. He's a communist. He's a socialist. He has done things and what was possible during his time as the so-called Pope. The papal seat is empty. Many Catholics will tell you that. And he's a globalist. How do you know when you're corrupt? You're in line with the communist, socialist, fascist, globalist objectives, a new world order objective. And is God, I ask the question to the Catholic people, is God going to allow the next person to sit in the Vatican seat, and then in the Vatican seat, is he going to be a legitimate pope, or is he going to be once again another communist? I know the Catholics don't like to hear that. Well, the Catholics need to study history. They need to study the papal structure, the policies of the Catholic Church, not just in Rome or Italy, but in the United States, in Argentina, Brazil, all of South America, Central America, Africa, China. When you look at what Catholicism should be but isn't, you'll understand the corruption within the Catholic Church. Now, on behalf of the Catholics, I will say this also. You can look at the Lutheran Church as well. Because all seven churches, all of God's seven lampstands, for the most part, in five of the seven, there is corruption. Even one church, the Greek Orthodox churches, in the book of Revelation chapter 2, John says, where Satan's seat dwells in the world. The Greek churches went into the world where Satan's seat is. And then what about American evangelical Christianity? Tied into the American government. 501c3. Whether you accept it or don't accept it, there are things that the pastors in this country cannot protest. Otherwise, they lose their tax deductions. And you know what? Many of the American evangelical Christians, Pentecostal and fundamental, they give because they want a tax deduction. You cannot serve God and mammon. You can't. You have to render to Caesar what is Caesar's, render to God what is God's. So there's going to be a change in the Catholic Church. And in the book of Revelation chapter 2, the last church, Thyatira, the Catholic Church, God chastises his children. And he said that he's going to throw the Catholic Church into a bed. And her children are going to be killed with death. A bed of sickness. Look at the sickness within Roman Catholicism and the pedophilia. And you don't know about, you don't study the sacrifice, literal human sacrifice that has taken place in the Catholic Church for 1,500 years. You have to study it. As a former Catholic, you could not say a word to me about the Catholic Church because it was the church. It was the only church. It was God's church. You could not talk to me and say anything negative about the Catholic Church. It took a revelation of by God Himself opening my eyes to realize that the Catholic Church was just one assembly of seven. It is not the only lampstand. There are six other lampstands. But within the Catholic Church, there was great corruption, as well as in the Greek churches or the Orthodox churches, as well as in the Lutheran churches, and again, also in evangelical Christianity. I'm telling you what God has revealed in his scripture about his own lampstands. And he says to each of the lampstands, there are going to be those who are not going to be faithful, but there will be those that overcome. There's going to be great, great persecution coming to the Catholic Church worldwide. It says that in Revelation chapter 3, to the last church in that chapter, Thyatira. Great, great death coming to the Catholic people internationally. And this Pope, Francis, here now, he's attempting to have a change of conscience. He's trying to appear to be somewhat saintly. No, the tree, you know the tree by the fruit. But one thing that Francis is doing, he's realizing that America in its plan for world hegemony is going to mean trouble for the Catholic Church. And all of a sudden, Francis is deviating from his position on the Russian, on Vladimir Putin. He has warmed up to Vladimir Putin and the campaign against the Ukrainian Nazis. Pope Francis, you're seeing, have a change. Why? Because he realizes the power structure that the Catholic Church has held for 1,500 years internationally is about to be destroyed. He realizes that his working with the New World Order is the worst thing that could ever happen to the Catholic Church. And the popes in the Vatican, they want to make sure that the Vatican maintains its international or its status as a nation, as a sovereign nation, and that the Catholic Church can still be to a degree on the same level as some of the countries as far as power, though she doesn't own so much military. But we are witnessing now the prophecies that God has stated about Russia, about America, and about the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church, Francis realizes, he has been shaking hands with the devil. And by shaking hands with the structure of these agencies of the New World Order, he has basically stated that, he's basically realizing the Catholic Church is in danger of being destroyed as a structure, a power structure internationally. This is why Francis is having a change. It's for power. Too late. And for the Catholics that are listening, don't worry, you're not going to suffer alone. All of the other six churches are going to go into tribulation and hardship with you. But the Catholic Church is going to be severely punished because of the practices of the Catholic Church. For those in the Catholic Church, and I have an aunt, she is a nun, she just retired recently, and offering sacrifices, lighting candles to the saints, to Mary. Catholics, you're going to either look to God to help you, because Marian worship, those who are Marian worshipers, she's not going to help you. The only one that's going to help you is the Son of Almighty God. You're going to look to God to help you, because you're not going to get any help from the saints that you pray to or Mary that you pray to. And it's the same with all the other churches. All of the idolatry in all of the seven churches is going to be ineffective in the hardships to come for the Christian community internationally, the true Christian people. God is not going to allow you to depend on anything or anyone other than Him. So with what's happening in the Catholic Church, yes, Francis, his time in the Catholic Church is coming to an end. There's going to be a big change. And with the big change coming, hardships, persecution, and death. You have to read it for yourself. If you want to know more about the Catholic Church, go to chapter 2 of Revelation, Thyatira, and read it over and over and over and see what God has to say about the Catholic Church. Okay, we're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back in a few minutes. podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. And Sundays, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church. Join me then and come right back for the second half.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Reasons to own gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too big to fail banks even bigger while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
We have a little music initially from the baby boom generation, now a little music from the millennials, and who's going to be in our third segment? You'll have to hold out. Now, with the matter of the globalists, I'm going to finish up with Pope Francis. He realized he had made a big mistake, because by his aligning himself with the New World Order, it means basically the end of the Catholic Church. I know to many of the Catholics that are listening, I am not anti-Catholic. I am for the fourth church in the book of Revelation, the fourth church, Thyatira. I am for Thyatira. I am not for the sins of Thyatira, but I will tell the Catholic people the truth, as well as the Lutherans, as well as the Greek Orthodox, as well as evangelical Christianity, all of the different segments of it. Now, how do you know who are those that are globalists? Well, I don't want to shock the audience, but William Barr, when Donald Trump was in power, I never looked at, could not care for this man, William Barr, and I hate to say that Donald Trump had no selection of good, conscientious people, Barr being one of them. William Barr is for William Barr. He's a globalist. He is, in a roundabout way, he is a supporter of globalism, the New World Order, and Pilgrim Society, and Senior Executive Service. Then you have Mike Pompeo. Everybody thought, well, Mike Pompeo, yeah, he's a Trump guy. No, he wasn't a Trump guy. He's a Pompeo guy. He's for Mike. These men are the deceivers within the Republican Party. He's a pilgrim globalist. He is for England. So is William Barr. These people are for the English monarchy. For the old reptilian herself and her family, her children. So how do you know who's a globalist? Well, do they support the agendas of the globalists? Wearing a mask? Lockdowns? More government? Like they would say in Spanish, mas government? Mas, more, not less? Are they for America's world hegemony? Are they 100% behind every decision the United States makes to go into foreign nations to expand her power? Are they behind America, NATO, and the EU nations that are in support of America's operation in Ukraine, a war that America refuses? Joe Biden, this administration, White House spokesman, refused to admit that it's a total all-out war against Russia. They don't admit total all-out war against China also. There's an all-out war already against any nation that is supporting Russia, Vladimir Putin. These nations are being, everything's being documented. When Russia's out of the picture, there's going to be hell to pay for those nations that were supporting Russia. And there's no one that's going to come to their aid. Or those that are globalists pushing for this world, agreeing with and part of the World Economic Forum. So, you know a tree by its fruit. Now, you know, we who are conservative, one of the biggest conservative, other than Donald Trump, in this country. I'm going to tell you about this conservative that everyone is ooing. This guy. He was, I'm not going to tell you his name. I'm going to see if you can figure it out. He attended Roman Catholic Elementary School. He was a Yale Bachelor of Arts. He played in the baseball team. He was a captain. He's a Delta Kappa Epsilon. He's a member of St. Elmo Hall, also known as Delta Phi, which is a secret society with skull and bones. He has a Harvard Law degree. No distinguishing activities or writings. He was a Navy judge, advocate, general, a Naval Special Warfare SEAL Team legal advisor, a Naval Regional Naval Region Southeast Legal Service. He was a Naval Reserve JAG, a lieutenant commander. He pushed a legal pen in Iraq War. He won 5 perfunctory campaign medals just for being there. A federal prosecutor, U.S. attorney, Middle District of, should I say the name? Because you'll know who it is right away, Florida. Handled 33 cases total, but only 2 cases were criminal. And each case required just a few hours of work. He was a mostly public defender. And there were no business cases. He was 114th Congress co-founder of the Freedom Caucus. He was the 46th governor of Florida. Well, I just broke it to you. Ron DeSantis, another wolf in sheep's clothing. Oh, but he's anti-abortion. Hey. Remember, there are Satanists within the Christian churches, in the evangelical churches in America, that preach about Christ, that preach out of the Gospels. Well, they're Christians. They got to be Christians because they're talking about Christ. They're preaching out of the Gospel, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He was a member of 2 of Yale's most notoriously secret societies, Delta Kappa Epsilon and St. Elmo Hall, Delta Phi. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. We'll be back in a few minutes. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new PE Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. The new 90,000 square foot Premier Events Expo Center, located at Greeley Mall off Highway 34, is a perfect indoor space to plan your next event. Weddings, graduations, concerts, or fairs, this space can accommodate. For leasing information, contact PEShows.com or call them at 970-663-9101. That's PEShows.com, 970-663-9101.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
So, Peter Buttigieg, I'm sorry, not Peter Buttigieg, Ron DeSantis. We're going to talk about Peter, but probably not today. So anyhow, he is a member of two secret societies. I don't trust these people. None of them. You don't trust them like you don't trust the snake. I don't care how Christian a Christian pastor may be. I check him out before I assume that he is called to ministry. And like this guy, I've heard a lot about him. I've never really looked into his background until just in the last couple of days. So he's a member of two secret societies, Delta Kappa Epsilon and St. Elmo Hall Delta Phi. Elmo Hall is one of the Ancient Eight Consortium of secret societies that includes Skull and Bones. And you know, you hear that name, Skull and Bones, with me, I pay double attention. He's listed as a member of St. Elmo Hall, a secret society at Yale. But once he was membered or listed, the very next day his name disappeared. He's listed on June 14, 2022. Oh my gosh, was that just like a little over a week ago? And the very next day on June 15, 2022, a day later, he's disappeared. His name has disappeared. Now remember, Harvard, Yale, and Columbia, since the Revolutionary War, were British loyalists, monarchs. There's another group we'll talk about in the future, Boston Brahmins. And this was part of the Rothschild, Baring, London Assurance, Royal Exchange Banks, and insurers to financial opium, human trafficking with London, as well as Boston Banks. Columbia's original name was King's College, 1754, named after King Jorge II, Oxford and Cambridge University. Now, they're all tied into the same group. Elmo Hall, founded in 1889 in order to most closely align Delta Phi with the Knights of Malta. The Knights of Malta. St. Elmo is the patron saint of the British colony and Commonwealth of Malta. St. Elmo is the patron saint of sailors. See, these people also worship the saints. Now, a lot happened in 1889, but I don't want to get into it. One thing that did happen is the Rockefellers, they took ownership of Nueva York, New York City, New York, the state. I'm just kind of on a roll here today, listening to another Flight of the Bumblebee, or actually the Green Hornet, Al Hirt, born in 1922. So you have all these different generations of music. I like to listen to all of it. Now, St. Elmo Hall is connected with the British Pilgrim Society nobles. Remember, I say, who controls the multi-armed Shiva, the multi-headed Hydra? British Pilgrims, with American Pilgrims out of New York City, 1989, the Rockefeller family took possession of New York City and New York State. And then from that point forward into the future, the Rockefellers began to take ownership of the United States of America. This is impossible. It's impossible for families to own countries. Well, what about the Queen of England? What about the old reptile herself? And Victoria, her mother? And they owned, the sun never set on the British Empire. No. In the spiritual world, remember, I talked about this just earlier in the week, 40 days and 40 nights, Christ was in the wilderness being, you know, he was there praying. And after 40 days and 40 nights, who comes to him? Diablo, the devil, Satan, and tempts him. And Satan says, I will give you the world if you'll fall down and worship me. Christ rebuked him. Get behind me, Satan. And Satan left, going into the world, into the earth, looking for people who would serve him. And in return, he would give them great power, great wealth, everything evil that their hearts could even imagine. Even the Rothschild family of Europe. What did Satan give them for their allegiance? Control of the banking industry internationally for a while. France, Germany, five sons, each in different areas of Europe. Switzerland, Vienna, England, Germany, France. You give allegiance to Satan, you'll be rewarded. You're going to lose your eternal soul. You will forever pay for it. And what about the United States of America? Who is the greatest ruling family in the United States? That's $1 million question. $1 billion question. $1 trillion question. $multi-trillion, almost $1 zillion question. Who has been the most powerful, influential family in America? Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Do you have a 401k sitting with a previous employer or various IRAs and don't know what to do with them? Look no further. My name is Joey DeQuint, and I work with Northwestern Mutual. I take the time to educate you on all your options, making sure you pay the lowest fees possible while taking advantage of any and all tax options as well. It can be very frustrating not knowing how your money is working for you or what your money is even being invested in. Together, we will develop a philosophy for how your money will work for you with complete transparency. On top of that, I will be constantly rebalancing your portfolio every quarter, making sure we are always properly diversified in the market. I take pride in making sure my clients are always taken care of. Again, I'm Joey DeQuint, and you can reach me at my cell phone number, 602-909-9048. Again, my number is 602-909-9048, and I'm always a call or text away.
Doctors say you should have your colon checked often. I'm not a doctor, but if you don't have your gun cleaned regularly, it'll get filled with crap too. And when it breaks, it could cost you your family. Don't let it happen to you. Go see my favorite gunsmith at myfavoritegunsmith.com. Give me a call or shoot me a text at 970-776-0258. That's my favorite gunsmith at myfavoritegunsmith.com, 970-776-0258.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
We have to be careful of the snakes in the grass. So with this Ron DeSantis, the people of Florida are being set up because he is a shill. He is an operative for the Pilgrim Society. You, birds of a feather, flock together. You bump elbows with people that you're used to in the world in which you are the most In the world where you're going to be the most profitable, you bump elbows with people in that world. So, you know, he's bumping elbows with members of the Delta Kappa Epsilon fraternity. Who are some of those members? Okay? Also, British Pilgrim Society and Skull and Bone members in that fraternity. Granddaddy, Preston Scherf Bush, George H. Scherf Bush, George W. Scherf Bush, Gerald Ford, Dan Quayle, Sergeant Shriver, Howard Hines, Mr. John Kerry, Robert Lehman, J.P. Morgan Jr., Frederick Smith of FedEx, and then the corporations, Citi, Colgate-Palmolive, Honeywell, IBM, Kraft, NASDAQ. So with DeSantis, you're known by the people that you hang around with. The people of Florida and the American people. No, DeSantis is not going to be president of the United States. He will not be president. I'm telling you, it's impossible for him to be president, just like it's impossible for a woman to be the president of the United States. It's what the scripture says. You can't change the scripture. DeSantis, he will be a player in the New World Order. He is a New World Order guy. He's part of World Economic Forum. Nobody knows that yet, but you just watch. He's going to yield to them. He's going to be part of them. He was groomed by British Pilgrim Society. And he has an agreement, a naval agreement, that's going to prevent him from revealing the total control of the United States Navy by the British. I've talked about that in the past. Now, there was one other thing I wanted to say before we go. I know I'm dropping a lot on you, but you need a lot. You need to let your friends know that the people in Florida are being set up. There's only one way out of Florida, into the ocean or straight north, and that nation, that state is going to be sealed off at some point. And Ron DeSantis. Have you seen Ron DeSantis, his wife, his children, the photos? They look so perfect. It's so perfect, it makes you want to put your finger down your throat and gargle. And hopefully you didn't have lunch just before that. These little kids, in my estimation, there's some control taking place, just like with the imposters. Joe's daughter, Ashley, she's admitted that she had been molested by daddy, and probably by the son too. It's the way they do things. In my opinion, my observation, research, this is what the evidence points to. Tomorrow, again, 2 o'clock, Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com, the podcast. 9 to noon on Sunday with All the Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
Back in the USSR!
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.